Hello, everyone. Hello. You've tuned into Radiance by Design because you're designing your radiance, sometimes subconsciously, sometimes unconsciously, sometimes reactively, and sometimes just by choice. Because we know what an amazing person you are and how you're transforming your life as you go through all kinds of experiences. And as we transform our life, we radiate out there, I guess, a sense of self-love. Well, we can anyway, a sense of self-love and a sense of transcendence or progress. So Radiance by Design is a show all about you and teaching you and sharing our own learnings about what it takes to take charge of what could be a subconscious programming and turning it into conscious. Remember the old line, change the energy, change the reality? That comes from the Arcturian Chronicles. And I love those. They're a really powerful series of four books. Frankly, I don't think I read them all. I read through them, but the final one I read, and I love that line. Because we're going through, this is Veronica Entwistle, incidentally, just in case you just tuned in and don't know who I am. I've been on this for a number of years now. And I want to talk about, with my guides and angels, we've been talking about the fact that we're living in a very kind of interesting time of revelations. We're learning more and more about fixed elections. We're learning more about the corporatocracy and how a lot of corporations together are ruling the not only this country, but the planet. And there's certainly the people that are running the elections have fixed that as well, fixed the voting and so on and so forth. And it's really an interesting time. I guess I don't even know what to say. I don't want to whip us all into a fervor, but there's so much that the control has been taken out of our hands by people who are smart and fast and have a rather egregious nature about keeping their money out of the country and skimming off the top and so on and so forth of the economic world. And you and I kind of think, what are we doing? How disappointing, how iconoclastic, meaning smashing up the icons that we hold so dear. And look at this. There's a whole bunch of sirens out there. Do you think that's a warning that I shouldn't be talking about this? I don't think so. I think it's telling that we're in a rather strong emergency time in terms of our consciousness on the planet. We can't stay reactive and fearful. We can't fall prey to what they're teaching us to do, which is be afraid. Nobody's going to support you. Be good. You know, the jails are filled and so on and so forth. You know the whole thing. And so my guides were saying, remember, as far as changing the energy to change the reality, it's absolutely amazing how different outcomes can be in your life, especially your life, if a number of us go inside and when all of this revelations is coming on, go inside and really drop in there and feel the anxiety. My goodness, I think I should probably shut the door here. This is it. That's almost done. Anyway, if you can feel the anxiety inside, and some people are feeling sort of an impotence, an inability to do anything about it. Hang on, everybody. I'm just going to shut the door. This is crazy. There's more and more of these engines. Hang on. Good grief. Life in the big city. Was sort of appropriate. I'm talking about revelations and how there's so much deception going on and we're in an emergency time. And boy, oh boy, those sirens are perfect punctuation. But bottom line is we have to learn to go inside and transform those reactions. Feel where you're stuffing anger, frustration or a debilitating fear and insecurity inside. Feel those things and really feel them, exaggerate them, and let them transform. Because if you feel them and sit with them respectfully, and then you can move them through your body and see the spiraling lights of your energy fields flowing, transforming, and changing. And then what happens is that radiance by design is truly by design, by your design and by my design. It's quite interesting, isn't it? And how does that work? I don't know, but I know that the outcome can be a lot less traumatic and a lot different for the whole planet Earth. I don't know what's going to happen on the planet Earth because many situations are dire. But I saw someone saying the other day some kind of article saying maybe it's time we learn to accept that our climates are all changing instead of worrying about it, learn to work with it, you know? That is a possibility. But again, that requires changing ourselves away from fear and panic or ignorance about it or doubt, all of that stuff, and realizing that we've got all the material in us to empower ourselves to handle all these things. I think of, I always talk about Peter Calhoun. I probably have mentioned him every show recently. So, but the thing about him is he talked about how he had had these images and visions come to him as a priest before he was a shaman, and realized that we're an unlimitable species, but we have bought the fact that we're extremely limited. And that includes our longevity, the number of years that we are, and the fact that we can heal ourselves. A whole lot of healing can be done by us. And becoming the vibrational vehicle of light that you are before you download all these physical things into you, which are beliefs. And even, they say even the physical form in which you see yourself is built by a lot of the experiences you had in many lifetimes. It shows your karma. Take a look in the mirror, and then you'll see a lot about your other lives. Isn't that interesting? And so where the power comes in is learning to not restrict yourself to all that, but allow yourself to, I guess, re-sculpt yourself by bringing through new ideas, new concepts, new possibilities. And you can't just do that without being in sync with it, meaning you've got to bring in the higher frequency energies that go with it, right? So, I want us to, how can I start this? We're going to start our sacred geometrics very, very shortly. And what I'd like a lot of you to do is to phone in tonight or email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, or text me 520-360-2102. And ask for something that you want us to focus on or something to intend in this show. We would like to experiment with asking the listeners to intend the well-being or the improved healing of a number of different people. And the people that I've chosen tonight are Judy, who has incredible drama and pain and sickness on her plate, including some IRS stuff and betrayal and all of that. You don't need to know it all, but she also has back pain, fibromyalgia, and a few other things going on. It's just been, I know it's her initiation period, meaning that nothing she leaned on is going to work for her. She has to clear everything away and let her identity come forward and bloom, right? But it helps if we have someone in the hands of our heart, and we intend that she feel the healings and experience the healings that can be done. So we're supporting her healing journey. The other one is Jane. Jane has a number of issues that need healing. She had surgery when she was very young, and her body has always needed a certain amount of for example, steroids, just to stay alive and so on. So she's having all kinds of healing imbalance situations going on. And even though she works hard, she's suffering quite a bit. So we're going to see Jane, and we're going to see Carol, who I often bring on to the healing stage. And she's had pain 24/7. She's in her 70s, and she really deserves this healing. And there are a number of other people that I want us to put in the structures tonight. It's not just put them in the structures. I want us to all work on the healing or the intention for these people. One of them could be Lisa. One could be Thomas is a young fellow, a wonderful young fellow, and a week after his 13th birthday, he was diagnosed with a very virulent form of cancer. So he spent almost a whole year, in various forms of chemotherapy and so on. Poor little guy has just couldn't go anywhere normal. Thank heaven for video games. I never thought I'd hear myself say that. Anyway, he was pronounced cancer-free, and now all of a sudden his tumors have returned. So I would like to put him in the healing structures as well. So I've just named four people that we've got up for. See, the art of doing this is we want to have our intention strong to see each of these beings healed. Now, for those of you who are listening, I want you to feel really happy about putting other people in there as well. And if you can, send me an email or a text saying the name of someone that you're putting in, and maybe a two-word thing about what kind of healing they need. And then we'll have, it just helps to verify or to ground our vision. And if we can do this, and if you've sent in their names, it helps a lot. If we can do this over a period of time, we might be able to assess what happens to the people. And I have had people saying, please put me in the structure, and then later saying, I really feel when you put me in the structure. We have another person, Lisa, who also needs to be put in the structures. And now all of a sudden there's a flush in my head. I know a whole bunch of people. So I may jot their names down in order to keep some concrete experience going. And maybe you will too. So I'm going to ask you to join me as we go into the sacred geometrics. And remember, remember about the geometrics, that they're very, every shape that we create when we use our mind as a sculpting tool, and we bring in lines and we bring in lights, every line has got its own directional pull for healing energy. Every angle that they come together with is very much an influence on the healing. You know this, if you put something in a pyramid, even if it's a paper pyramid, for a while, like a piece of fruit, it doesn't go bad. You know, there's an awful lot of energy in these things that really transform a situation, but it doesn't rot, it doesn't decay, it doesn't go into, maybe it does over time, but it doesn't go into that, is it called entropy? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take a few deep breaths. And remember, this is a coherent meditation. It's something we all do together so that as we radiate out of Radiance by Design, the radiance that we put out there is also coherent. And then the people who are even walking by the radio or walking by you as you do this are going to feel that sort of boost of being in a healing environment. So let's all do it together, okay? It's called a coherent field. There's been a lot of studies done on coherent fields that started off with the days of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and have gone on farther and farther when the meditators got together for, say, 3 months in Washington, D.C. Many, many situations got better, even things like alcoholism and robberies and violence of all kinds. A lot of it got way better. I don't mean the violence got tougher. I mean everything got a little more peaceful. Now, it didn't get it all better, but it sure made a lot of things better. So let's call in the presence. Let's call in a violet flame and fill your room with a violet flame and have the violet flame burn and grow and burn and grow in all the corners of your room. And it burns and pulses, burns and grows. And then have that violet flame move to the left and move round and round and round your room. Good. And now you're going to have it curl right around into the middle of the room so it looks like a bonfire. Good. And just imagine that all of us, all the people listening to Radiance by Design, are all ringing this picture all around the ends and the edges of the room. Now, above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down into the lower golden ball. Remember, it's pierced every vertebrae in your body as it heads to the lower golden ball. So there you are on a skewer. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a pyramid. And now upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, a second pyramid. I always color them bright gold because gold is a very high frequency. And you'll notice as you push these two pyramids together, base to base, they become a huge diamond. That's it, a humongous diamond. And you can sort of feel a vibration in that diamond. Now, we're going to place inside of it a crystal ball, and the outside edges of the crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your diamond. And now inside that crystal ball, you can feel a sort of feminine energy, can't you? Good. And then inside of that crystal ball, see yourself in a big star. It's a huge star. It's a star tetrahedron. And it's truly your Merkaba, your Makaba, your light body. Good. And I want you to spin and spin and spin in this light body. Spin and spin. And actually, if you can learn how to work your light body. Oh, good. We have a caller online, but I'm just going to finish this first. If you spin and spin and spin and learn how to work your light body, you can actually shift dimensions. Isn't that wonderful? We're not going to probably do this on Radiance by Design because I don't want to lose any of you out to the ethers, right? Oh, she went off to another dimension on the radio show. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, I'd like you to spin and spin and spin. And then in front of you, I want you to see a magical screen. And on the magical screen, we're going to create a series of movies. The first movie is you becoming who it is you want to become. And I always say the same thing, don't I? I want to become consciously multidimensional. Yeah. And so see yourself becoming whatever it is you want to become. Good. And then when you feel like you're actually maybe just beginning to become that, or you are that, wrap it in light and move it to the left. Good. And now we've got this magical screen. So we want to put on the second screen a movie of you creating something you want to create. Now you see all the resources come to you, the people, the money, the time, the location, the enthusiasm, everything you need to bring your project to fruition. It can be a home and family. It can be build a house. It can be transforming. It can be going through different dimensions. It can be a space travel. It can be going to Europe. It can be anything that you really dream about doing, writing a book, a movie, doing world travel. It doesn't matter. Just see all the pieces coming together to create your project. Good. And as they do, you can see yourself dusting your hands. Good. And from there, once you've said, yay, look at me, we see all this, the people, the places, the resources coming together again to sustain your project until its natural denouement, until its natural life is done. Okay, wrap it in light, move it over to the side. Now the next screen is our Galactic Healing Center. Okay, now if you haven't been included in the list of people that we're intending to help this time, you can send me a text or an email, say you want to be put in the structures as well. And what we're going to do, the first person, we're going to bring in our healing team. Remember that we cultivate them from our huge row after row, layer after layer, etheric field after etheric field, full of consciousnesses, moving all the way up to source or infinite consciousness, right? So we're asking for our healing team members to, maybe nine of them or so, to come into the healing center. There's going to be a bed in there, a healing bed, and the nine goes round and round the healing bed. And the first person to come in to be worked on is you and me. So in we go and lie on that bed. Okay, and then we're going to ask for the help for whatever it is we think we need. Good, I can really feel their energy. Wow, you guys are doing a good job here. Yeah, and just ask for whatever it is you need. It might be in your growth. It might be in your physical self. It might be in your mental or emotional self. It may be in your money self. It doesn't matter. Ask for whatever it is you need. Good. And sometimes ask them and they'll tell you something you might not know about yourself. Uh-huh. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Good. Now we're going to bring in another table, but I think we're going to bring in four or five tables because this is where we start working intentionally on people, right? Yes. So we're going to put in that show. We're going to put in Thomas, our young boy, right? We're going to put Carol with all her body pain and Judy with a combination. These are all different beds, right? Judy with a combination of physical, emotional, and financial doodah. We know she can transcend this. We just want to help her out. And Jane, who's got a whole hormonal thing going on, a pituitary situation, and inexplicable physical and emotional difficulties because with certain organs missing or certain things having been changed when she was young, it's very difficult for them to balance her health. So she needs a little help here. We can do that. Let's just see her as an amazingly powerful being. And there's one more. There's a fellow who's had brain cancer, and now he's got it's gone off to his lungs. So he and Thomas probably have something in common here, even though he's a dad. He's an older guy. So let's see them all being worked on with the guides and the angels. And let's you and I intend on whoever you've gotten on your list, as well as these special people that we've chosen for our first time of our intention experiment. Again, we're focusing on Thomas, the beautiful boy. We're focusing on Judy, that powerful woman. Good. Who needs to have help with her finances and with her health and her terrible constant pain. And Carol with her terrible constant pain and finances. They often go together when people are debilitated, don't they? And let me see. Judy, Thomas. Isn't that funny? I always forget who it is partway along. But I know there's a bunch of you. Oh, that was it. Carol, Jane, Judy, Thomas, and Billy. Okay. There we go. and feel the vibrations of the healing team as they work through some of the difficulties with these people. Because remember, as we focus on them and as we intend, it becomes more and more normal and natural for their fields, their energy body, to be working things into a healing force. There we go. At the very worst, they're going to feel better, aren't they? And I hope that we'll get some feedback from them too. Good. It's funny because on both Billy and seems like the guides kind of replicate, or we have different guides around each table, right? And around Billy and around, I think it's Carol? And around, no, it's around Billy and around Jane. There's a tremendous amount of purple flame. Well, that's interesting. And with Judy, there's a lot of red, like a real a vibration of, they're putting a lot of red around her as if there's a vibration. It's not only anger, you guys, it's a creative force, it's life force. There we go. So all of them could have a little bit of life force there, right? And there's a lot of yellow in our friend Carol. And for Thomas, there's all the rainbows running through his little body. The energies are moving very fast, running through him. Yeah. And so the healing teams wrap these beings up and move them over to the left where they can keep working on them while we move on to the next thing. And the next thing is, first of all, I want you all to text in 520-360-2102 or send an email, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com, for the people that you're intending to help, okay? And that would be a very good base for our experiment, right? So now we're going to take the next one, and we're going to pick a few people that don't know anything about us. Because remember this. Oh, yeah, actually, we have Sharon here. Maybe I'll ask Sharon if she's got some ideas before we move on. Hi, Sharon. You want to talk in here now?
Hey, sweetie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here to support Thomas.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Sharon is also a healer. Do you have anyone else besides Thomas? We've got Thomas in there, and we're just filling him with light.
No, other than myself in there, no, I just really wanted to support all of you guys.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, Sharon, we're going to write you down on our little list as well and send light to you. Because you and I know, Sharon, that doing intentions is a very strong way to support people, right?
Yes.
To intend for one another. And it's true that many people don't do that. They don't think it's important, but it's so important. Do you have any questions before we move on? Did you hang up? All right, so let's move on. I really appreciate Sharon calling in to support Thomas. And we need to support Sharon too. I felt like that as we were talking. All right, so let's move on. And let me see. I think instead of doing a lot more people, I think what we'll do is our world one. Let's do our political one, okay? Let's bring in this sort of revelations of all the corruption going on and how much control there is being placed on situations by kind of nefarious sources and so on for the wrong reasons. We need to focus on that and say, So put as many of those sources or as many of those avenues of that kind of control that you know about corporatocracy, fixed election, lack of support for workers, economic trials and offshore monies and so on and so forth. Some of the deceptions have been revealed lately, okay? So my dream is let's call in the guides and angels and ask for help as we bring in light from the universes, because there's some tremendous downloads going on through the universes. Bring in some huge light, bring it down through the top of your head and have it spin round and round down into your heart, opening your heart. Bring it up through your shoulders, down your arms, out your hands. Now, we usually put this light that's going to come out your hands, we usually put it all over the world. But I think what we're going to do is apply it to all the different characters that are on our table that have to do with the corruption of the controls on the planet. Because if we've heard from Eckhart Tolle and various other beings that what's going to happen is if you keep ascending or you keep transcending and your light gets more and more powerful, the people who are holding on to the old way of being, which is that control, it's all for me, it's not for us, and the stuff that's hurting Mother Earth and so on, we've heard over and over again that if you keep your frequencies moving higher and higher, and we're doing that, right, we're not going to be able to be in touch with that world. So it's like there's going to be more than one world. So let's bring in that light that we've got pouring out of our hands and really see if we can infuse many of the beings that are on our table that have to do with the political corruption or the economic corruption or the wars. Let's just keep infusing the people who are leading. That's right. Just keep infusing them with the light. You can always throw in a bit of, I was going to say violet flame, but look at the lights that are coming down through the universes. There's a huge amount of golden and a very harmonious kind of, I always fall into this light that's kind of a radiant salmony pink and have it come up and just send it up through, I always say the perineums, that's the spot between the legs where you've got that flat piece of flesh. Send it up through the beings, the perineum of the beings in power, because maybe they won't change position, but they may change their inner position, right? Because what's going to happen? Okay, there we go. There we go. A little bit more up through all as many people as you can imagine, as you can see on our table, that have to do with empowering the old system and see if we can raise their fields and frequency. Good. And now it's not finished, but ask the guides and angels to keep that going as we wrap it in light and move it over to the side. And now we're going to call in that energy one more time from way out into the great central sun, past the great central sun, the downloads from universal flows that are more prevalent. What do they call them? Some of the people just say there's this part of the galaxy we're entering where the golden, there's a kind of a special bonus light that is coming down through. It's just because it's a time in history where we're going to enter into a higher frequency field, and we want that. Okay, so what we're doing is reaching out with our mind as a sculpting tool, pulling down some of these high frequency energies one more time, have them spin around in your head, infusing your brain, your neck, have them spin around in your shoulders, go down into your heart, spin round and round in your heart so your heart can open to incredible possibilities. Move back up, move down your arms and out, which is how you give and receive love and everything else through your arms. And see that light popping out of your hands. And now take a few minutes and pat that light round and round the world where there's war, where there's greed, where there's pain for Mother Earth. Good. And where there's pain for one another, where there are homeless people, where there's poisoned food by greedy industries. You know, everywhere you can imagine that needs this infusion of light that you're giving. And have that light move round and round and round our planet. Right, round and round and round our planet, and have it come right back up through our hands, through our arms, round and round our hearts, back up through the neck, through the head, and shoot way out into the great central sun and have it turn around and run back down, shoot through your body, right down through your legs and into the core of the earth and shoot back up again and fill you. And now turn around and close off the galactic healing center and then drop into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin. I mean, really spin. Yeah. Because remember, we're trying to shift dimensions. It's like shifting consciousness. Remember, we have concurrent realities, parallel lives, and so on. And if you can shift dimensions, you can actually make yourself experience that kind of reality. And we want that. So we're saying we're influencing the reality and we're sharing it and we're moving through it. So now I want you to drop back into here with me and I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you. Are you going to call in? Now, I know that the number is right there on your screen. I tried to find it and I couldn't find it. So there you have it. So anyway, I'm talking a lot about the things that are wrong. And I know that isn't the thing we're supposed to focus on. But what I really wanted you to do is focus on, for example, if you're trying to avoid what's going on, that's not going to work either. It's much better for us to perceive and understand a lot of what's going on and where the power structures are. But then the thing that we really need to do is to drop into ourselves and to clear out some of the reactiveness that's there. Because you want to manifest, for example, those of you who know The Secret and these other various things, is that sometimes we can manifest like The Secret says, but sometimes it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Usually because in our subconscious, or even in our consciousness, but we're not paying attention, there are reactions so that those reactions kind of blow us out of the water and then we don't actually get what we're looking for. We say, oh, I've done all my affirmations, I've done all my focus, but why didn't it happen? Oh, it's a failure. It's because you probably are holding deep down inside some big doubt, some old abuse issue or something that is restraining your vaulted pleasure and your huge visions that are so positive, you see. I know a lot of people, so do you. But sometimes working with people, it's really amazing. We don't realize how we restrain. I've been praying about this a lot lately because sometimes I feel like I'm not as loving. Have you ever felt like this? You say, I really love that person. Then you stop dead and go, huh, do I really? Does my heart feel really open? Sometimes it doesn't. And I'm like, oh, okay. So how do I learn to keep my heart open and expand into an open heart in a conscious way? We have to learn it and practice. There are some people who are born with that. They have a tremendous open heart at birth. But I'll promise you this, that if you have any kind of abuse in your history, has anybody? There are times when your heart is really cold. And it's cold because it's self-protected and it learned the art of shutting down to protect itself. So part of what we want to do is break into those programs that you and I have adapted to way back when or even yesterday. Break into them. So we're talking about corruption, okay? So if I'm so frustrated with the fixed aspect of our election or our primaries and the people that have the power and the money are fixing the democratic process, you know, if I'm really mad about that, you can tell I get into a snit about it, actually. I think because I really want to be very idealistic, then the thing I have to learn to do is bring that anger up, find out where it is in my body, bring it forward and release it. Bring it up, find out where it is in my body, bring it forward and release it. It's not wrong to have the feelings, but if you want to manifest a loving, generous, transformative, transcendent quality, you need to be able to radiate out there. So if I see that the world is resolving those, or if I see that the world is able to come to actually a different reality for the sake of all of us, and that we can live in a world that has healthy water, healthy food, healthy dolphins, healthy fish, healthy kelp, pick a thing, anything, or that the healing world, even the medical world, is willing to help and transform people. I mean, if that was happening, oh my gosh, what would happen on this planet? We would be creating amazing, amazing things, and we'd all be in cahoots, wouldn't we? It would be a wiener wiener, a win-win. And so I'm saying what we have to do is clear the reactions that are stifling or stymieing our idealism, because it also stifles and stymies our love. And in our love, when you radiate love, forgiveness is quite easy, because there's nobody on the planet that doesn't do some jerky things, right? Now, I'm not saying, anyway, I don't want to get too far into the range of sicknesses and illnesses and sins we could have. Okay, Sharon from Idaho, you're on the air. I'm really glad you just called in. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm really good. How are you?
Good. I really appreciate what you said at the beginning about feeling discouraged about the political and the environmental issues that we're seeing in the news and so forth. And I was wondering if you could clarify when you talked about over time, as people become more enlightened and aware, that there'll be more of two different Earths or two different worlds. Are you saying that groups of people will be disconnected from each other, or just people will be living two different ways? Or
yeah, I think what's really uncanny about it, I feel, have you ever done this, Sharon? I think you probably have. That if you really do your affirmations and your energy, there are people you just don't run into anymore.
Oh, okay.
So some teachers have said that there'll literally be two, I think Drenbelow's one, literally two Earths. But, and I've had trouble kind of really knowing that that's an absolute truth. But I don't have any problem believing that as we perceive, as I perceive potential in a lot, and as I forgive a lot, and as I'm happier a lot, and so on, I watch a lot of amazing things grow right in front of me, right? And I'm like, okay, so that to me is like where you just don't experience the other part of life anymore. And the word has had it that you can't, let me see, you can see them, but they can't really see us anymore.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how that works either, because a lot of this is like all about illusion and anger and magic, I think. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Thank you. I appreciate that, because I was thinking, does that mean some sort of like not class warfare, but anyway, what I asked you of a disconnect, and I do find that my life, that the people that I tend to see and spend time with are very different from 20 years ago, and I know I'm very different. So that all, what you just said, all makes sense. So thank you.
So it's essentially the law of reaction, of law of attraction, isn't it?
Okay.
But it's okay. So. It's the vibrations are moving so much faster these days. And then when you propel them through yourself, it really is amazing how many people are really willing to reach for a higher vibrational consciousness. And then I don't want to start getting complicated and going to parallel lives and all that, because I don't think I'm kind of an expert on that. But you and I know there are many other ways of perceiving reality, and that's part of what's going to separate it. But we're saying really make your commitment to being someone who clears the heavier stuff and doesn't participate in it. But on that being said, I still say you should at least know what's going on, right?
Right, right. Because I want to be hopeful and optimistic about the future and doing my part at being a better citizen. And, you know, you talked about judgment and a little bit of prejudice and so forth a couple weeks ago. And I thought, wow, I really have a lot of that to work through. I've become, I feel much more open-minded over the years, but I still find myself having these thoughts that are so obstructive in terms of moving forward in the world, all of us together, and then myself personally with specific relationships. And so I appreciate you helping us examine, I don't know if it's the dark side or the challenging side of who we are. I really appreciate that. Very helpful.
And I do too. I'm glad you brought that up, because when we talk about this two worlds, that's a part of that separate. It's a part of learning how to grow out of that separation, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's learning how to consciously separate. What am I trying to say? It's very, very important for us to recognize our own prejudices. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to bring those up and clear them, just as it's very important for us to clear up our angers and our frustrations and our resistances. But they say resistance and denial are the things that hold us back the most, right? So you just threw in a factor that says, I'm not denying these things. I'm working them through. And
okay.
I'm saying, yeah,
okay.
And keep them cleared, you know. You're not in this alone. Thanks for your call. You're always a real contributor, Sharon.
Oh, thank you. It's just such a it's an energizing hour, even when you're talking about scary things that are happening and the darker things. It's just to be able to explore them all together is so helpful. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and you're helpful bringing them up. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
That was a good call. Thank you, Sharon. And the thing that we're talking about all the time is, if you want to consciously radiate, you do have to know, don't you, when you're prejudiced or like we were saying with the intention work that we're doing, is that how we see one another, how we respond to one another, whether we speak it out loud or whether we admit it, has an impact, doesn't it? It sends out a feeling and a thought and a vibration that has a, it meets what matches it, right? So when you keep clearing things and keep clearing things, it's almost like being way down in a pool of water or an ocean and kicking your feet so much that you can rise to the top. So clearing old vibrations and prejudices and fears and reactions and jealousies. Somebody interviewed recently, wonderful, wonderful man, Robert Weber, who was talking about spirituality of age. He was raised as he became a Jesuit. And I always laugh because I had been Catholic when I was young too. And I used to laugh about the seven deadly sins, you know. But it doesn't matter which book you read, whether it's the Bhagavad Gita or I think it's probably the Quran and any of these ones, they all hold the same principles. It's no matter what's going on, your job and my job is to learn to find our jealousies, our pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth. That's how I learned them. So they're like envies and jealousies and things that make us competitive with each other, things that Cain and Abel, one of them killed the other over that sort of thing, right? Our job is to grow out of that kind of consciousness and radiate growing out of that kind of consciousness, which of course means getting over our biases and our prejudices and our assumptions about one another. I think it's a pretty interesting time because in the ferment and the turmoil of so many people around the world, whether we're at war, or fighting for resources, poisoning the earth, fixing elections, having dictators lead, or having an oligarchy running our country, which is a horrifying thought, or poisoning the food, or whatever. This whole time is just really, I don't know where I was going with all that. I'm going, oh, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, now I know where I was going, that the no matter how bad it seems on the earth plane, and no matter how scary some of this combative stuff is, your job and my job are to learn to release a lot of our reactions to that and become more of a contributor on the planet. That means somebody who's contributing, a more emotionally intentional and a healing force onto the planet. And I believe we can be amazingly unlimitable. You know, we can move past the three dimensions, can't we? Oh, goody. We've got Denise from Washington. Is it Denise? Yes, I think it is. Hello, hello.
Oh, hi. This is Andrea. Hi.
Oh, Andrea. I can't read the... I haven't got my glasses on, so I said your name wrong. Andrea, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Unfortunately, I didn't listen to the entire program, but it sounds very interesting. I don't know if you were doing any healings.
We were doing intentions to, we took into the healing structures that we use, and you know what those are, Andrea. We took in several people, one of whom you know, what we've decided to do is do conscious intention to work on a specific number of people and try to keep a list of, keep a list of names so we can see if we have any impact over time. I think we will, you know.
Oh, that sounds really good.
The one person that you and I have in common is Thomas.
That's what I'm calling about, yes.
Yes, so I knew that. But we have Thomas and we have Billy and we have Lisa, we have Jane, we have Carol and Judy. And that doesn't mean that's all. That means that's who we focused on tonight.
Very good.
How are you? Do you have any questions for us?
Not so much for you. I just wanted to, as a caller, say that I really appreciate what you do. And I think you do a wonderful work helping everyone to kind of, you know, get on with their lives. And, you know, I don't know how to say that.
I know you do a lot as well. But we need to find the joy in it all, don't we?
Yes. So I don't really in particular have a question, but, well, I guess I do. You know, in order to send this good energy over to our friend, I don't know what other than... What else can we, what else can we do as far as energetically?
I feel this, that if you're speaking about Thomas,
yes.
one of the things that's really, really important here is how we see him. We can see him as being empowered by his light rather than be fearful for him because, you know, fear will bring him down. And I'm not saying we can make him better, but I am saying we can make his feelings better, and maybe we can make him better. But you see what I mean? How he feels is sometimes impacted hugely by how the people around him feel about him. And if we can intend to send him loving feelings and trusting that he's on a journey he's supposed to be on, you know, he's going to feel much stronger. You know that?
That totally makes sense. I mean, you're wonderful at verbalizing it all, but that definitely totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, and I know it does to you because you're like that too. But how we see, and this is really important if people just want to be vain and beautiful, how people see us, it makes us feel prettier and stronger.
Yes.
Unless they think we're frumps, and then they'll make us feel worse, right?
Yeah, totally.
So I really want you to use your powerful energy in intending to support his journey and his experience on this planet at this time. And I know you can do that because you have what I would call a big heart.
Thank you. And I really am happy and thankful that you were doing this program and you know, we're sending good energy to him. Really appreciate it.
Well, we'll find out if he has, maybe we'll help him be totally better. We don't know yet.
Yes, Thank you. And I really enjoy your programs. I wish I had more time, you know, to listen all the time because it's fantastic. And
thank you
so much for all you do, Veronica.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for calling in. We'll talk soon.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. So she made a very good point, and I realized it really is true how people see us. So then going back to prejudices, you know, sometimes it really helps. This is a big thing to say at the very end of the show, and I don't have time to do it properly. But several people have noted lately, including myself, that it's when we see, for example, homeless people, I don't know how to speak to some of them. And that sticks in my stomach because I realize, or in my heart, that I realize that I'm just afraid. I'm afraid of what? I'm afraid of saying the wrong thing. I'm afraid of starting something I can't handle. But all of that fear prevents me from looking at them like a divine being, doesn't it? You know? And I wonder how they'd be if we looked at each of them like a divine being. You know, I'm not saying be really stupid and, you know, I'm just saying how we see one another has a huge impact on whether we've got strength or whether we feel strength. And it's a really wonderful thing to investigate in ourselves. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening and thank you for joining in with our focus and our intention tonight that we send conscious thoughts and lights and prayers for these specific people. And that's Judy, Carol, Thomas, Young Thomas, Billy, Janie, and Judy, Carol, Thomas, Billy, Janie. Is that all? Lisa, I threw Lisa in there as well. Now we're going to find out if we're having any impact on these people. It may take a couple of weeks, but I want to thank you all for joining me in focusing in on them and seeing if we can create a stronger and a higher presence for them in their physical, mental, and emotional selves. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, email me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com or text me 520-360-2102 and we'll talk to you soon. Much love, many blessings. Thank you for calling in and thank you for being there. Night.